Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Thursday, April 7, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The death of Pope John Paul II is causing many people to return to church in Ireland. With the Pope's funeral tomorrow, many are thinking about their faith. Sean Mullen is the pastor of Dublin West Community Church, a church founded by Greater Europe Mission.
While there are areas that evangelicals and the Pope would have disagreed on, there is certainly that forum that allows us to ask the question, what does it mean to live as a follower of Jesus Christ? What does it mean to trust in Him? So there are opportunities to, at times perhaps, to explain the differences that are there in our beliefs.
Next, with Saddam Hussein watching from his jail cell, the newly elected National Assembly named Jalal Talabani as their new interim president, a minority Kurd. Voice of the Martyrs USA Todd Nettleton says, with the deadline of August 15th to have the country's constitution written, the question is, how will it look?
As they are forming that constitution, I think it will be very important for us to watch and see, particularly on the area of religious freedom, of how the Constitution will treat minority faith groups, including Christians.
In the meantime, evangelical Christians say the time is now to grow the church, and Iraqis appear to be ready to listen. And more children in Brazil will be able to read God's Word this year. Churches there have embraced the Book of Hope and last year delivered it to 12 million young people. But that's just the beginning. They're planning to reach another 12 million this year. Some 12,000 churches are helping. More volunteers are being trained, too. You can help supply Books of Hope. $100 can purchase 300 of them. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive the free book, Praying for Persecuted Christians in 52 Nations from Open Doors Ministries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.